The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
We briefly covered the situation in China yesterday, and now it is really becoming a major story. And I've got to tell you, like I was explaining yesterday, just from what's happened, well, really over the course of the last 2 years, but recently the last couple weeks, where they're coming in and out of the COVID zero policy. There's some pushback even inside the Communist Party in China to you know, maybe ease some of these lockdowns as a pressure point is building. But they kept the lockdowns. They got more authoritarian. They got more brutal. And so I got to tell you, I think that this is kind of the big story that's not getting its proper coverage, because the whole issue with China is a really interesting one. And, you know, I was reading a thread last week that I think it kind of ties into, and it talks about how our whole understanding of the modern day world is a post-World War II understanding. And it was all these things that were basically, we'll say, unofficially certified after the war. And the situation with China is the interesting one, because the deal that's been made is that the Chinese will use its labor force as the manufacturing and production hub for the world. And the Chinese will get to use their authoritarian system, bringing in the new technologies as systems of oppression, as the test country to eventually take it worldwide. And in that, China gets the benefits of being able to use what by American standards would be considered slave labor to make the goods for the rest of the world and to engage in the religious persecution, political persecution, and everything else that goes on. And they'll be above and beyond reproach on that, as well as with all the carbon bullcrap. All the other countries have to go under carbon neutral bullcrap. China can do as much coal burning, deforestation, everything as they want. And so that was kind of, that's what the deal has morphed into. Let's put it that way in better terms. That's the deal that's on the table right now. And so you might ask, because it doesn't make sense, with all the wokeness that you see, with all the activism that you see from all the different sports leagues and sports brands and sports networks, why don't they ever talk about China? Because China's off limits. And in some way, shape, or form, they know they're making ridiculous amounts of money because they can pay someone a nickel to make an NBA jersey in China that they can then sell for $150. That's just an example. Now, the situation in China is getting worse, folks. And I don't know if we're near a Tiananmen Square situation, but if the pressure continues to mount and the trend continues to go the way it's going, you may have Tiananmen Square 2.0 in China. And when you look at the brutality, guys, just give me some of the B-roll that I sent you. When you look at the brutality, I don't know what this deal is. They have police or military running around in these hazmat suits. Because it looks a little better to have, instead of the oppressive, violent-looking police or military show up to beat you down, they take this one old lady and they literally twist her arm and bend her over and stick a swab up her butt for COVID. I'm not even kidding you. I don't even want to show you the video. It's just horrific to watch. I mean, but by the way, just so people understand, because you know this, that's the left. Like, you know that's the left. It's the left that's going to be showing up in hazmat suits to beat you up and put a swab up your butt, right? Like, you know, those are the liberals in America, of course. But okay, I'm just bringing things home. It's the pushback is getting serious from the citizens. They've had enough, and the momentum is building in their favor. So much so that even the Biden White House has had to come out and make a statement. And I'll get back into that later, as I'm out of time in this short segment and my guest coming up in the next segment. But I'm telling you, folks, I think the situation in China, I think they are trying to cover up the smoke that is this fire.
Selling out fast. Mega blowout sale. Up to 60% off our top-selling items. Plus, free gift with each purchase. For just the second time in InfoWars store history, even though many of our top-selling items are in limited supply and won't be back in stock until next year, we're putting them all on sale for up to 60% off. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Free gift items will be chosen at random from our massive inventory and may include but are not limited to koozies, flags, books, DVDs, stickers, sunglasses, paracords, coasters, RFID protection, and more. Our thanks to you for supporting the InfoWar and the voice of freedom worldwide.
By InfoWarsStore.com. It's the fastest 3 hours on the internet, and we're rolling into hour number two. We're now joined by Natalie Denise, who has been doing great work covering all the subliminals, subconscious messages that mainstream media tries to inject into your consciousness to mainstream child exploitation, abuse, pedophilia. She's been covering this for years. And, of course, been doing ample coverage on the Balenciaga story. So I wanted to bring her in to just kind of get her wrap up. And, Natalie, I watched some of your more recent YouTube videos. You've probably done maybe even over an hour of coverage on this since the story has broken. So I just kind of want to first get your overall analysis, because obviously the story has become much bigger than just the single seasonal photo shoot. It's become expansive even to this point. But just give your kind of brief, if you will, to introduce this segment of what happened in the ad and everything that has flowed since.
Sure. So thanks so much for having me on. So it all began with Balenciaga's, I believe, 23 holiday campaign in which they had children featured on front page of their website, their promotional material, holding up accessories that seem to be adorned with bondage slash BDSM themed, you know, accessories. And so like anybody, you know, observing this would be, there was an outrage that was caused amongst the public. And so with that being said, Balenciaga, I think the actions post, you know, the publishing of that photo shoot, I think was more telling than anything. The pause, the deleting of comments on their Instagram, right? And so finally they felt pressured or backed into a wall to put out statements, not on their website, but on their Instagram stories, in which, you know, I articulated some form of a short, vague apology. And I think that we're fed up, you know, and I say we, the common people, are just fed up with all of this just shoved in our faces for us to accept. But if you look at the different components of these photo shoots, I mean, you know, we can play I Spy, but there are so many different themes and components that we can dissect that just seem very nefarious and wrong. And so, you know, I think the pressure is on Balenciaga to address these things, these different components. And, you know, not to be so expansive on my intro here, but, you know, as people are observing them this for themselves, you know, we are essentially playing I Spy, as there were books in the replacement photo shoots that, you know, depicted art from artists that had this knack for, you know, this pedo-vore themed, you know, the type of theme in their art with naked children and cannibalism. I mean, the list just goes on. And I wish I could be more expansive, but that's as lengthy as of an intro that I can, or as colorful of an intro that I can give you.
Well, I think you've given the perfect segue, and I've never heard it referred to like that, but it is like I Spy. And I remember, I don't know, right, if you, I loved those books as a kid, but it's basically, you have this big photo of a room or a scene or whatever, and then you have to find all these different elements. It's like a riddle and then an image search. But that's what this Balenciaga ads were like. I mean, it really was like a bunch of riddles, a bunch of things for you to find and then research. And that's why it has been so expensive. But here's why this is so interesting before we get into the details of this. Obviously, they're making conscious decisions with every little image and piece of this seasonal ad that they're putting out. And you know, we don't really do subliminals here at InfoWars. Every once in a while, we might put like MK Ultra into some ad that just has like some miscellaneous text or like, you know, suicide by cleanse or something like that. But we don't really do stuff like that. And I'm not really into that. That's why I like the talk radio live format that's not structured, because I like being malleable. I like being fluid. I don't like doing, okay, what image do we put here and there and then all this stuff. But that's what's so incredible about this. They chose this. Somebody said, let's find child porn documents and put them on the screen. Somebody said, let's take the tape that says Balenciaga and put it as Baal. Somebody said, let's put bondage on these teddy bears and have the children using them. I think that we'll get into the details in the next segment. But that story right there, I think that's the thread here. Is that why? Why are you doing this? Who put you up to this? You spent hours putting a little I Spy picture together for us with all this pedophilia, child abuse stuff. Why and who?
Right. And I think that is the biggest mystery that I think a Balenciaga and company, you know, people who are appendages of their company are avoiding to address. Right. So, you know, how is it so coincidental that you have these themes of, you know, Ashcroft versus Free Speech Coalition, U.S. court documents hidden in these photo shoots? And then you have these themes of, you know, very, once again, you know, concerning art. And it's the fact that it's all together. It's a composition of all these components together. Now, what I find interesting is that, you know, once again, their behavior being spotlighted is most curious, because they filed a $25 million lawsuit with North Six, which is a production company, as well as Nicholas Desjardins, who is a set designer. Now, I can't confirm this, but from the sources that I talk to who have done commercials or photo shoots in the past, they all tell me there's a common denominator where they say, hey, you know, in the past, when we've worked with brands, there's no way that they wouldn't know that these items are there. There are very conscious decisions that go in place to allow for certain props or for a certain style. You know, it's very intricate. So I'm very confused as to how Balenciaga just, you know, didn't know. And, you know, they're filing this complaint against these parties. And yet they also will not, they will not address the books in the background. You know, that's a whole other thing that they have just kind of blanked out on. So, you know, there's a lot of gray spaces, empty spaces that they need to fill in.
Well, the reason why I bring up the approach to this, because I think it's important for people to understand this. A lot of people haven't been in media before, but I've met people that are photographers, videographers, editors, that they like to have their own little touch. And it's not that they're all bad. They just have their own little thing. They have their own little touch. They look at it as, hey, this is my one image that's going to be seen by a million people. I want every single detail to be under my control. I don't think that way. That I'm like the exact opposite. It's like, I want to be the wild man. Like, I want to be a bull in a china shop. Like, let's just go. No fear. Others want total control. They want total control of the message that they're putting out, the art they're putting out. So It's not that that's inherently a bad thing. It's that understanding that this is a concept that somebody sat there and thought, let's inject propaganda, let's inject nuance and subliminal messages into a Balenciaga ad that show Satanism, child exploitation, child abuse. But it's so obvious. That's the thing is, it's so obvious. It didn't take much. You're an expert at this. You've been deciphering these messages, these propagandas for years. But this one was so obvious, it was mainstream media within a week was looking at this and saying, oh my gosh. And it was like Pandora's box was open now. They looked into all the other stuff that was out there about Balenciaga. And it's like, okay, how did we miss this? It was this ad that opened the gate, but wow, how did we miss this?
Right. Yes. And I, what I find also interesting is that, you know, yes, there are certain components of mainstream media that are now taking notice. They are, you know, shining a light on this within the mainstream space. But there's also pushback. Like today in the New York Times, they came out with an article that conflated QAnon with, the concern over Balenciaga. It's like Balenciaga literally apologized for this. And I think the implication of them filing a legal complaint against certain appendages of their photo shoot, right? The set design, the production company. I think that also speaks volumes that they admitted verbatim. They admitted by literature on their Instagram story that they should not have included children in this type or theme of photo shoot. So now I find it interesting that, you know, New York Times, someone like that or some entity like that is trying to push back on, you know, this.
The
entire
New York
movement.
Times is upset that people don't like pedophilia in ads. Oh, my gosh. Not the New York Times.
Alex Jones has been ordered to pay Sandy Hook victims' families nearly $1 billion.
$1 billion verdict.
Almost $1 billion in damages.
$965 million in damages.
$965 million. $1 billion.
$100 billion.
This is actually a larger warning for other liars and conspiracy theorists in our society and our politics. It's a rebuke and a punishment that we believe, according to a lot of legal experts, will set this new precedent.
The mother of George Floyd's daughter now filing a $250 million lawsuit against Kanye West.
Kanye West made, quote, false statements about the manner of Floyd's death.
He says the family could sue for intentional infliction of emotional distress, citing the recent Alex Jones trial as an example.
Alex Jones is patient zero. Take him out.
Now, what does this mean
for the legal limits and punishments for other individuals who make lying and conspiracy theories part of their business model or politics? Fox News is clearly watching this closely. They are facing this suit by Dominion Voting Systems for over $1 billion.
You heard that right. Billion with a capital. Bye.
This is not a trial.
There was no jury trial in this case.
No judge in U.S. history has ever told somebody what they can and can't say.
Everybody knows you're supposed to get your day in court. Yet the one person who is being denied any day in court is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones didn't kill anybody.
You were clear in that you had a change of heart, or you believed that you were wrong, or you believed you made a mistake, which I think is admirable. And I think the fact that they want to browbeat you after that is what is so scary. And I think that people out here would do well, if you're watching, to understand that apologies do nothing with these monsters.
The whole purpose of the First Amendment is to keep the government the hell out of the business of speech. Totally disregarded by the Connecticut courts when they decided to write their Alex Jones rule.
This judge, Barbara Nellis, is a disgrace to the rule of law, a disgrace to the judiciary, a disgrace to the justice system.
So the regime has come for Alex Jones. They always start with Alex Jones when it comes to these things.
You don't have to be an Alex Jones fan to understand that he is most definitely being made an example of.
The law industrial complex, in collusion with the media, can work in harmony to completely obliterate somebody financially.
That's $1 billion for expressing an opinion, which under the prevailing Supreme Court case law is absolutely protected.
The question is, do they really care about what Alex Jones said, or do they want to destroy Alex Jones?
Do you now believe that the First Amendment is absolute, or do you believe that the First Amendment has limitations?
I believe that the First Amendment is absolute and that you can't be priorly constrained. Obviously, if you get found guilty by a real jury in a real trial for defamation or libel, then it doesn't have absolutes. It does have limits, but I wasn't given a free trial.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. Most countries don't have that. I think the United States is the only country that has this, right? This enshrined freedom of speech in our highest law. That's what they want to take away.
This is our rights being taken. This is a Hollywood production. I'm not saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. I'm saying the production of what I supposedly did and how big it became and this huge event. I'm not the Sandy Hook guy. I'm the guy that wrote the number one best-selling book in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World. That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I have this story from the New York Post today. Many probably don't even know who this individual is. Cooper Kupp slams Balenciaga over child endangerment after disturbing ad. Cooper Kupp, a football player, a wide receiver, Super Bowl MVP. And I'm not covering this because, oh, look at how great Cooper Kupp is, though good for him. I'm covering this because why is this even a story? Because no one else is. Because Cooper Kupp is the only one calling it out. So he gets the headline because no one else will call it out. And I want to get more into the weeds here and the gruesome details as the crew is doing some research behind the scenes that we'll get into too. But what do we make of this, Natalie, that Kim Kardashian basically gives a tongue-in-cheek, oh, you know, it's bad, but she doesn't break ties. All the other individuals that have been involved with Balenciaga, like Lizzo and so many others, they won't break ties. They don't call it out. I mean, why the silence? Why the silence from all the individuals involved with Balenciaga? I mean, is it because they're complicit? Did they know about this? Do they care about the money? Why do you think the silence from all these influential people over this child endangerment exploitation ad?
Yeah, I mean, I think money is definitely a factor. I gave some thought to this last night. You know, I wondered if maybe there was an already established contract that Kim Kardashian already had with Balenciaga. So obviously, this would insinuate that, yes, maybe there is some underlying contractual obligation, which would then mean, you know, money. Now, the thing is, Kim Kardashian is going to get the repercussion regardless, right? People are not taking it well on her Twitter. People are, I mean, it is inundated and ratioed with people who are just outraged that a mother of four would rather and opt to keep her considerations open, right? Over a obviously illustrated pedophilic pedophilia themed photo shoot, rather than just cut ties with them all together. So I think she's going to gain the repercussions coming to her. But I think also too that I think it is up to us as a collective as to whether or not we're going to let it go. Are we going to press in, or are we going to let it just fade away like other incidents do? But I think that this is quite different because, you know, what I also am taking notice of is that there is a collective of both sides, not just, you know, the right side, not just centrists. People from all different walks of life are actually very concerned about this. I've had fashionistas and, you know, makeup artists alike that are outraged to this. And I think that that's incredible.
Let me kind of step back from that. And I want to revisit that in a second, because I'm not trying to sound ignorant. I would imagine most people, I've never worn anything Balenciaga. I don't even know where I would buy a Balenciaga product. I guess I'd have to go to like an upscale mall or their website maybe. So just kind of briefly, I know you've done makeup and fashion reviews and stuff like that before. What is the story with Balenciaga? I mean, is it fashion and clothing for just super rich people? I mean, like what would you say Balenciaga even is? How did they reach this mantle of being a fashion icon?
Yeah, I mean, you're speaking to me the same, because I also own nothing Balenciaga or designer, because number one, I can't afford it, to be honest with you. But I've been more so fascinated with the elite group of the fashion industry, right? So that has been my focal point in reporting these types of things. And, you know, From what I do know from the research that is going into this, Balenciaga is actually owned by the Kering Group, and the Kering Group owns many other high fashion labels, right? So, what I can tell you is the same observations that you would have yourself. You know, this is obviously a high fashion label, high fashion brand, and, you know, it is valued by celebrities. So, you know, with that, it absolutely should have more pushback. It should absolutely have more weight combating this idea, these themes. But that's as much as I know.
I guess I would put it a different way, kind of in response to what you were saying earlier, is that there is obviously a pushback from both sides, but I don't know anybody that wears Balenciaga. That's what I'm saying. So it's not like you or mm-hmm. I could come out and say, guys, we're not shopping at Balenciaga anymore. That's what I'm saying. It would have to be the super elite. It would have to be the wealthiest people out there. It would have to be the Kim Kardashians and the Kanye Wests that I guess shop at Balenciaga or wear their products. Again, I don't even know who wears their products. That's why the whole thing is kind of strange to me. But here's what we did notice, because you have to understand, I'm willing to have reasonable doubt or give benefit of the doubt if there's reason to. So Balenciaga obviously has enough money to buy influence. For whatever reason, mm-hmm. they have enough money to buy influence. If that's because they sell a pair of jeans for $10,000 that cost them a penny, then okay. But if that's the case, that's the case. So they can buy so much influence. They can run ads on social media. They can run ads on all these different movies and TV shows. And that's what the crew had pulled up, that Balenciaga basically gets the product placement in all of these movies and TV shows. They probably pay handsomely for that. So now you've got all these different people that are involved. You've got all these different people that are taking money from Balenciaga. And while it might be a lesser example, it's a lot like the issue with the big pharmaceutical companies running the media and then the media not being allowed to talk about the negative effects of the vaccine. So do you think there's a bit of that going on here with Balenciaga money going around to so many different groups, most importantly in elite influential groups, that they're sitting on this story because, like you said, they're hoping that eventually this just goes away. Kim Kardashian will do a hit and run and she'll say, oh, it's so bad, but she won't cut ties. She'll shoot a Balenciaga ad next year after the investigation supposedly is complete and you will forget about it. But do you think there's maybe an element of that Balenciaga is just so influential with money going all around that people just don't want to talk about this?
I think at a certain point of time that would have been true, but I think the numbers are in the people who are actually bringing light to this. Now, I don't think that celebrity culture actually has the weight that they once had. I think that, you know, with the mobilization of our communication system, which is social media, I think that carries a lot more weight. And, you know, you do see the shift in, who is, gathering this type of influence, right? So at one point, celebrities, we only viewed them through the television. I mean, I'm a 90s kid, right? So I can speak to this. I remember only viewing them from the television, from tablets, from magazines. But now it's like, the communication shifts allows ordinary people to have a voice online. So with that being said, I don't believe that as much money and influence as I have with celebrities in Hollywood carries as much weight as the influence and the voices of regular people every single day, which kind of beckons my point that I made earlier. It's up to us really whether or not we want to see this fade away or if we want to press in. And I think this is what has opened up the gates to Fashion Gate, not just Balenciaga Gate, but Fashion Gate, because there are many other atrocities that we're just peering into right now, or other themes that might be mirrored and exhibited with other brands and other people. Yeah. So I think this will actually open up a floodgate, but it is up to us as a
man. Who saw this one coming? Who had Zoolander as a documentary on their 2022 bingo card? Zoolander was a documentary. I had no idea. We'll be right back with Natalie Denise.
It's what Morpheus says to Neo in The Matrix. One cannot be told about The Matrix. One just has to see it for themselves.
If I was the kind of person, if I was walking around with a mask on and screaming at my fellow man in supermarkets, and I've now realized I was wrong, they made a fool out of me. It doesn't even cross their mind.
I mean, you see from the beginning, those that submit get treated even worse because they have given themselves to the hyenas.
These slave-minded individuals are so... they're literally barely sentient individuals.
They have just laid down and bared their chest and their neck and asked it to eat them.
These people are completely and utterly slave-minded, genuinely slaves. They live inside of a system, and the system they're going to purport and fight to defend is going to destroy them. They're not fighting for a system which is going to give them anything other than absolute slavery and tyranny. It's truly incredible to watch in real time this kind of crap happening.
He's a four-time world champion of kickboxing and bare knuckles boxing. He's a good friend of mine. He's the number one Google man in the world, and he has been massively censored by the deep state and the globalists for promoting the family and male masculinity, the number one enemy of the globalist. He's Andrew Tate. If you go to AndrewTatePower.com, you can find his new incredible supplement line. He's been number one at everything he's done. Not just philanthropy, not just self-help, not just male empowerment, not just fighting. But when it comes to being the most searched and most viewed person in the world in the last 2 years, it's Andrew Tate. He's even got Alex Jones and Joe Rogan beat. And that's why I went to him several years ago and I said, what supplements do you take? He goes, I do take supplements. And I said, what do you take? He said, well, these proprietary blends, but, you know, I tend to go to the actual apothecaries, the actual compounders to get the pure stuff. And I said, buddy, you should put out a high-end supplement at a reasonable price. And finally, he came back to me about 6 months ago, and he said, I've done it. When it's ready, I'm ready to promote your show. And he has done it. They've got the amazing testosterone natural boost that is just amazing. They've got the brain formula for the mind, the most important weapon. And he's got an over-the-top, powerful multivitamin mineral system. All three of these products are available right now at AndrewTatePower.com. You need to get these products because they will empower you, they will enrich your life, and they will keep not just Andrew Tate operating on the air, but us as well because he's a major sponsor. So another one of the things that I've really pushed, but his brainchild, his research, his work, this is what Andrew Tate takes to take him naturally in a healthy way to the next level. So find the brain formula, find the overall nutrient supercharger, and find the brain booster all at AndrewTatePower.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are attacking us on every level, but God has given us through Mother Nature natural compounds that will take us to the next level. And we've got people like Andrew Tate who've been out there actually researching and testing things in the battlefield that give us the intel we need to know to understand what will empower us to the greatest level. So go now to AndrewTatePower.com and experience the first three of a larger line of holistic products being brought to you by the one and only Andrew Tate. So again, AndrewTatePower.com. The only way you fail is not taking action. AndrewTatePower.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Locked in a battle for the soul of humanity, it's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, this might sound crazy, but this is just how I think, looking at the giant chessboard. This Balenciaga ad fallout might have ruined Hillary Clinton's chances to run again in 2024. I know you're thinking, what is wrong with this man? No, let me explain. If you would have had the same backlash over the Podesta art that you had over the Balenciaga ads, then we would have had this giant exposure 6 years ago, and Balenciaga wouldn't have had the gumption to run an ad such as the ones we just saw in their recent seasonal release, because the Podesta art is probably worse than the art that we've seen in the Balenciaga fallout, but that's just where my mind goes. Yeah, there's a little Podesta art for you. I don't think they can rebring, although Podesta is back in D.C. working for the Democrats, so maybe I'm wrong about that. I guess they really just don't care. They'll do anything. But that brings me back to where we left off. Here's where I think this goes, sadly, unless, like you said, we the people push back. The problem is, it's like, oh, okay, if I hold my shield right here, I know that this bullet coming at me from that gun is not going to hit me. But uh-oh, now I've got a bullet coming at me from this angle, so now I've got to move my shield over here. So it's almost impossible to press in on these stories because we're left to defend or attack the next narrative that is brought our way. And so it's like, how many balls can you possibly juggle? Now, here's what I think is going to happen. Balenciaga has already said, oh, we'll investigate. And okay, hey, look, I'm willing to give you benefit of the doubt. If it turns out that this was just a group of photographers or artists or whatever who ran this campaign and wanted to do it their way, and it identified the individuals, fired them, and investigated them, then okay, we'll cover that. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they're going to sweep this under the rug. I think they're going to wait this one out, and they will have an investigation, and they will explain. But like we were saying in the last segment, it won't be in the news story. The energy, the momentum behind the coverage and interest will be completely lost. And Kim Kardashian will continue to get paid by Balenciaga and so many others without the proper backlash because they just basically waited out the clock. Do you agree with that assessment, or do you think we really might have a permanent change here because of how outrageous these ads were with all the connections to them?
Yeah, I think what has, to your point, I want to start off with Kim Kardashian. So she actually put out a statement recently, right, within the past 48 hours, I believe. And I think the interesting thing about her statement is it's considered a holding statement within the PR world, meaning that, celebrities, they'll get this approved statement by like maybe their PR manager or something like that. And I'm not saying that this is the case with Kim Kardashian. Let me just clarify that. But the theme of this PR statement that she put out was kind of like this holding statement. It's kind of open-ended. I'm evaluating my relationship. I wanted to take some time to understand this, although it doesn't really take more than 5 minutes to understand what's going on with what we see here, right? With what is pointed out blatantly. So she put out the statement in order to hold time. So with that being said, I think that is the idea behind her statement and the idea behind Balenciaga's statement that they put out yesterday, by the way, as well. I think that with what I'm seeing personally, I see that a lot of people are digging in, independent researchers, I guess, the interwebs, right? People are actually taking their own time to intricately research these people. Now, and I'll give you a little apple here. Albin Adam is one of the Balenciaga, people, and Lada Volkova is a stylist for many designers, but including Balenciaga. Now, these two have been discovered on their Instagram to hold very carnivorous and very inappropriate photos of children in distress, lots of appendages, also maimed, and, a lot of satanic occultic type of things. And as people are piecing this together, there are themes. There are art pieces from Matthew Barney, which came from who also crafted the Kermaster Cycle, which was one of the books that was sitting on the Balenciaga desk, office desk. So people are starting to put these things together. And although the mainstream media may not touch it, that does not mean that this stuff will not circulate. So I'm kind of 50-50 with you on here. I think that the celebrities are definitely in the fashion houses are depending on time, just kind of letting this fade away. But I think the momentum that I observe for myself, I think people are not willing to let this go because of just how much is out there and how much is there to discover.
Yeah, I mean, Kim Kardashian kind of gets put out there. She's, the low-hanging fruit, and she's the one that's easy to go after. But there were lots of other individuals involved with Balenciaga promotion, such as Lizzo and many others. Have they received similar backlash that Kim has received from your observation?
No, actually, you know, I think you're onto something there. I think Kim Kardashian has been the focal point to everyone's outrage, but you are right. Nicole Kidman actually modeled
the
within
bug
that
eater.
Photo shoot.
She wants you to
Bella
eat the bugs.
Hadid. Say that again.
Nicole Kidman wants you to eat the bugs, so that's good. I'm not surprised she's involved.
Right. So, you know, you've got all these higher, you know, celebrities out there. And I think maybe that's the next step, right? We are designing the blueprint here. There is no blueprint for exposing, you know, these things that just come about. But I think you're absolutely right there that Kim Kardashian is taking the brunt of the outrage. And there are actual other, you know, figures and celebrities that ought to also speak up and condemn the themes that we all observed here.
You know, I didn't know we ended up publishing a story on this. We found, we'll call them sex dolls. It was so disgusting. I didn't even want to cover it yesterday, what the crew found in one of the breaks, because it's just so disgusting. But, well, InfoWars has published a story, so we'll go ahead and cover it. You guys put it back on the screen. And it's these sex dolls that are, they're meant to appear like minors. Let's call it what it is. They're meant to appear as minors. And they put genitalia on the face of these dolls. So I don't know why we can't get that story back on the screen. Yeah, there it is. CEO of Balenciaga parent company owns auction site that sells child sex mannequins with genitalia for faces. And so that's what I'm saying, though. The deeper this thing goes, again, I'm willing to have reasonable doubt, or I'm willing to let an investigation happen. You have to be. But the deeper you dig and the higher up this thing goes, you realize, no, there's something else behind this. There is a clear, they all have something in common. And for some odd reason, it appears to be child abuse and exploitation in a sexual manner.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I don't know how they've been able to get away with this for so long. You understand, like, this is actually, this got passed off as humor, as dark humor, as gothic humor, you know, things like this. But, you know, just as outrage, the reason why, you know, our culture war has been such a struggle and a wrestle with the depraved ideologies, we'll just call it that, right, is because we haven't fought back with the same fire. We need to be just as outraged as they are about not allowing, you know, why can't we allow pornographic books in schools, right?
And we demand gay marriage.
Right. Why can't we just do these things? Well, we need to do the same thing. Why are you sexualizing children? And then we need to call, the next thing is we need to call the celebrities out. Why are you not saying anything? Why did you model in this photo shoot? Why are you still taking endorsements? Why haven't you given a statement, right? I think we need to take on the same energy that we've been receiving over the years. So if it is the next Lizzo or Bella Hadid or Nicole Kidman, yes, I do believe that we need to go and we need to hold them accountable. And is that not the same theme that we've been living through in the past recent years? We need to take accountability for not only, you know, our culture, but also our local environment. So that has been the theme.
One of the biggest news stories lately has been Elon Musk purchasing Twitter at the hopes for many that free speech would be restored on the platform. Elon Musk has hinted at this himself, but when he spoke out against returning Alex Jones to the platform, there were obvious concerns. Now, what I think might be going on, Elon Musk is making a business decision knowing that if Alex Jones is allowed back on the platform, Twitter might get removed from the App Store. Oh, you can't have it on your iPhone. Oh, you can't have it on your Android anymore. And now that one of the head tech executives and app manufacturers at Apple has removed his account, could be a sign of things to come. Now, others think it might be a personal choice that Elon Musk made to not let Alex Jones back on the platform. Now, here was Alex Jones' response to the news of Elon Musk not reinstating his account.
The ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party and the European Union and the Justice Department and CIA moles that Congress had hearings on last week are inside of his company right now and are literally trying to sabotage it not just externally with threats of lawsuits and censorship and criminal charges from the EU, but they're also threatening to sabotage the company and the actual systems that make it operate. So he hit the panic button and basically came out and attacked me so that he can get the left off of his back. And, you know, that it's fine to me that he did that, except he went too far and compared himself to Jesus and the whole bring the children to me, suffer the children to me. And if you offend one of these, if you're mean to one of these kids, it's better for you to kill yourself by tying a big boulder to your neck and throwing it in the ocean. That's just outrageous. That's absolutely outrageous that I'm supposedly the worst guy in the world because of media hype that massively has misrepresented what I really said about Sandy Hook. If Elon loves to quote Christ so much in between dressing up like Satan, he should quote Christ's most famous quote. Let he without sin cast the first stone.
But that story will carry itself out. What we are appreciative of is you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can still speak to you, the audience, and the millions of people, the new viewers, the future viewers that might visit Van.video and InfoWars.com every day. Now, as a big thank you for that support over the years, we are doing something for the first time that we've ever done here at InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com, and that's a free gift for you. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Thanksgiving special. We are thankful, we are grateful for all of your support over the years. And so right now, every purchase from now till December 1st at InfoWarsStore.com will get a free gift. And this is a lot of cool stuff that we have, like flags and koozies, RFID protectors, and so much more. So you go get your favorite supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. You go get a bottle of Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 50% off. You get double Patriot points and now a free gift with every order. Remember those sunglasses that sold out so quickly? We've got some left. Could be coming to you as a free gift, as a token of our appreciation over the years. So maybe we get back on Twitter, maybe we don't. But thanks to you in the audience supporting us financially, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, praying for us, and spreading the links, we're still on air here every day. And part of our token of appreciation is a free gift to you when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's keep supporting InfoWars, keep shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will stay right here on air every day, just like we have for decades.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Final segment here with Natalie Denise on Twitter at It's Natalie Denise. You got to follow that one. Her original one was banned. YouTube.com/Natalie Denise. You can find her there and all of her great videos breaking this down. There is some pushback as far as the culture and the streets are concerned on the Balenciaga ad campaign. Angry artist vandalizes Balenciaga store in London after campaign controversy. More stores will be visited in due course. So I guess that is going to happen there. But, you know, you asked something in the last segment, Natalie, I want to kind of address here. You said, how can they get away with this for years? Because, again, we look into it now and we see that this is just a rabbit hole that the Balenciaga seasonal ad campaign with the clear child exploitation as a theme has opened that rabbit hole. We're all falling into it now looking at it. And it just goes deep and deep. So how do they get away for it? How do they get away with it for years? I think the answer here is the media. You know, the American media has been complicit in most of this, just like they covered up the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking. And this is why they're so panicked with Elon Musk in control of Twitter, because they know it's the alternative media. It's the free independent media that I really don't think they anticipated taking over the internet. They thought the internet would be used to just trap us. We're kind of using its power against the establishment now. They're trying to cull it and stop it, and Elon Musk is allowing that to continue, at least on Twitter. So how did they get away with it for years? Because the media was complicit, or they were just dumb, and it's like the New York Times saying, well, this Balenciaga thing is just a QAnon thing. No, it's not. It's right there in front of your face. There's plenty of evidence that's hardcore, not conspiracy. We have names, we have dates, we have companies, we have images, we have all of it. And so, but I think that's what it is. I think the American media has been complicit for years. And I also think that they're just in disbelief. They really think, I mean, the New York Times really thinks they're smarter than you. And so if they don't break the story or if they don't figure it out, then it's not real to them. They're dead. They're the dying media. They're the dinosaur media. They're expired. They're exhausted. If they really are trying to compare this to QAnon, it just shows you how out of touch they are. So that kind of, to me, answers your question of how would they get away with this for so long. But again, now we're at this point, as you mentioned, where are we going to sit here and put up with this? Where Balenciaga bans Kanye West. That ends up being a win for Kanye. But you know, Balenciaga still has an app on the Apple App Store. So they're threatening to get rid of Elon Musk, who's removing child exploitation from Twitter. But Balenciaga's app, I'm sure that one is safe, Natalie.
That's actually a really great point, you know? And, you know, it's not just that. Look at the bigger institutions, the bank accounts, right? You talked about Kanye West. They shut down his bank accounts. They ridded him of his net worth overnight. Are they willing to do the same thing for fashion moguls, for fashion houses? Like, this is a literal illustration as to how our society has been operating. And I think that this is making more sense for, you know, I call them normies, but normies are waking up. How is it that, you know, even smaller voices, just common people with PayPal, for instance, who PayPal threatened a $2,500 fine for having wrong opinions, right? You're going to get fined a certain amount of money, but yet we can't combat child exploitation. Same idea. It took Elon Musk to buy Twitter. A billionaire to buy Twitter in order for them to finally combat child exploitation, or so he has claimed that is their top priority now. It takes regular people, and that's, once again, I don't mean to repeat my point, but it does take us. It does take us to change and change the entire course of how they have wanted us to navigate through. We've got to change the course.
And that is where we're going to find out if we're really going to commit to this. And I say that to myself. I know that Natalie's been committing to this for years with her coverage. I delve into a lot of different topics, so it's going to be harder for me to focus on this issue, quite frankly. But this is it. I mean, this is really it. Can they just wait out the clock? Can they just wait out the time on this till people forget about it and then everything as usual? Or will they be forced to make serious changes and serious statements on the matter? But sadly, I think that even if I'm willing to give them reasonable doubt as far as what happened with this ad campaign, I think we have seen enough to know that whether or not they gave this the green light or called for it at the very top, they probably are into it at the very least with what we know now about the individuals involved with Balenciaga, some of the other artists, influencers, and heads over there. So I don't expect anything to happen here other than just another major awakening moment. Now, the one question I have left for you before we let you go, and I don't know, you may not have the information on this, but I noticed that they had the police tape ad with Kim Kardashian and then Lizzo with the Balenciaga police tape. Do you know, did they have to use the super strength, extra heavy duty role for the Lizzo one, or how did that go?
That I am not sure. I'm not quite sure about that.
Do you know, was
that.
It and like 10,000 sure feet more of tape? How much tape did it, I mean, are we talking about a mile of tape for Lizzo, or what do we know?
No, that I have no idea.
I mean, come on now. That's, I mean, you can see that tape struggling, guys. That tape is about to go. Oh my gosh. Do you think she can breathe in that thing?
I don't know. I don't know if Kim Kardashian can breathe in that thing either. One thing actually, you know, I wanted to just insert, you mentioned Jeffrey Epstein. What a lot of people don't realize is Jeffrey Epstein was absolutely ingrained in the fashion industry. And a lot of people don't know that he had a relationship with Next Model Management. And I think at one point he dated a model from Ford Model. So he was very much ingrained in the fashion industry.
Oh, and we all know why that is, don't we?
I'm sorry?
We all know why that is.
Oh, of course. Oh, absolutely. But I think this is going to There was actually a meme from Grand Old Memes where it had an iceberg where it said Balenciaga, and at the bottom there was Epstein's client list. I definitely think, I'm optimistic that it will connect at one point.
Well, you may have just made that connection here for others to investigate. Natalie, Denise, tell people where they can follow your work.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Natalie Denise, the way it's spelled on the screen. Twitter, it's Natalie Denise. That's an ITS. It's Natalie Denise. And YouTube, Natalie Denise as well. And any other platform, just find me, NatalyDenise.
All right. We expect answers from you on that Balenciaga police tape. I'm going to be following up with that, okay?
All right. I'll try to investigate that for you.
Thank you very much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there goes Natalie Denise. And seriously, we barely even scratched the surface on some of this stuff. If you want to go look at the in-depth research she's done, go to her YouTube channel, but brace yourself, because the images and the stuff that we've seen in the fallout from this are just, it's just disgusting. And they just promote it on their social media accounts like it's no big deal. Unbelievable. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I launched this yesterday. We do this every once in a while, and that's hashtag InfoWarsStore, so that we can give shout outs to our great audience that supports us at InfoWarsStore.com. And so I've got so many submissions here, probably more new ones that we haven't even investigated yet, because I've still got some from yesterday. So let me get some of these off my desk from the great audience who supports us at InfoWarsStore.com. Matt Harlan, he's seen here with his InfoWars hat on. So we thank Matt for supporting us, and enjoy that limited edition hat. Who knows? Maybe there's one or two left that might get sent out as a gift. I don't know. Just, you never know. You never know. Here's Chris the Geek Bowman. He's got his Super Blue toothpaste, Survival Shield X3, and Alpha Power there. Chris the Geek. Chris Bowman, thank you so much for your support. We've got Nader21. From Canada. He's got the Survival Shield X2. He's got his InfoWars Shield t-shirt on. Maybe there's an InfoWars Shield t-shirt floating around out there waiting for you as a free gift with your purchase at InfoWarsStore.com. Must be purchased by tonight. We're going to have to end that. Here's KT showing off the ensemble of supplements, the Vitamin B12, Ultra 12, Immune Support Tincture, Winter Sun Vitamin D Lung Cleanse Formula, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and some of the stickers there as well. That might have been part of her free gift if this was a recent purchase. We thank you for your support, Katie. Jay Snyderman. Jay Snyderman, he's got a big collection here of the InfoWars supplements. He's a big supporter. We thank him. I'm not even going to name all this. He's got like every single one here with his ensemble, including some of that Turbo Force. So I'm going to be sending my Turbo Force gremlins to your house to confiscate that for me. Lil Weep. We're hoping to get Turbo Force back in stock soon, by the way. Lil Weep. Lil Weep's got, looks like this was a freshly placed order here. And that was probably a free gift that they have there, a t-shirt. The InfoWars t-shirt. Getting a bunch of Brain Force Plus, though. So you know Lil Weep is smart. Lil Weep, thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
I got some good news, I got some bad news. I thought we had enough free gifts and books and films and t-shirts and DVDs and all the rest of it with every order to keep it going at least until early December. Sorry, can't. They've done the numbers. At current sales rates, will be sold out by about 3 a.m. on Wednesday. So, tomorrow night at midnight, the free gift on top of up to 60% off and double Patriot points will end. You'll still get up to 60% off with promo code 7076. We'll keep the blowout sale going. on DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Super Mel Vitality and Ultra 12 and Vaso Beats and all of it. And big discounts on the books and everything. But the free gifts have to end tomorrow at midnight, and they will 100% end. So you've got until Tuesday night at midnight, ladies and gentlemen, to get the massive discounts, the double Patriot points, and the free gift. That is our biggest sale in history, with a free gift on top of up to 60% off InfoWarsStore.com. And I would boost your immune system as I was you with all that's going on. We have the highest quality vitamin D3 with calcium, the gummies for adults, children, everybody. It's massively discounted. We have the 1,100% of daily allowance, high quality vitamin C, the Linus Pauling formula from Rose Hips with the zinc to turbocharge your immune system, your health, and so much more. It's massively discounted, and the free gift and the double Patriot points. All of it is at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And we need funds to stay on air, so it's a win-win. Only way we lose if you don't take action. Remember, fortify your immune system more than ever. We've got great products. Please choose us for your health and wellness. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.